morning is y'all's opportunity to shout it and to scream it out and to tell the world that he is God. This is the last Sunday of the year, and this has been my tradition for 25 years to for me to sit down and for you to tell me, answer this one question: how have you seen God this year? So I'd like for us just to spend some time just sitting here, maybe sitting here in silence for a little while, letting God speak to each one of us. And have you seen him? I mean, is God alive and well? Was that the movie that came out last year? I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago. God's not dead, is he? God's not dead. Well, tell me how God's been working in your life. Tell me how he made himself known to you. Let's bring him glory by proclaiming what he's done for each one of us. So as the Lord leads you today, I would ask you to come up here, or we got microphones down there. If you don't want to come up here on stage, I always do this with fear and trembling. You know, this is very scary for me to give up this control up here. But if the Lord is leading you, then I want to hear from you. I'm going to go sit down now.
How have I seen God this year? Hey, right here, every day I come here, you guys. I just love this place. I'm homesick when I'm not here. But there's other ways too. I've got a list here, actually. I thought about this before I got here. My wife and I are in our 70s, so just to be healthy and be able to be here, that's God's blessing, because you just don't do that. And I've had many trips I've got to take this year. That God was in those, because I sure couldn't have done them on my own. And I had a granddaughter. I'm so proud of her, I could cry. I'm like Gary. She took her college test. She done so good. She gets a full ride for 4 years, as long as she keeps her grades up. And God had to be in that. And then I'm a township trustee, and I have poor relief where I assist people. And normally this time of year, I'm in 50. My cases are up around 50, 55. This year I have 18. That has to be God's work. That's less than half. And another thing that's really great, my daughter that lives in West Virginia was baptized in June, and that was God's work. So I just want you all to know these things.
Hi, my name is Terry. If any of you know me at all, you know that God has moved in my life, or I wouldn't be up here right now. He has done some amazing things. I'm a different person than I was last year at this time. And he's used people in this church to do it. They've encouraged me. They've been an example for me. And some of them even gave me a gentle shove to serve him. I started out this year taking the class Perspectives, and it did change my perspectives. While I was taking that class, Patty asked me to give my testimony to the Sunday school class. I was very hesitant. While I was in a class, one of the speakers was talking about the best way to witness to others was to tell them your story. I literally felt the cold chill go down my neck, and I turned around to see if someone was standing behind me. There wasn't a person, but it was God telling me that you need to do this. So I went home that night and started writing my testimony down. As my husband will tell you, I'm a very stubborn person. I wasn't convinced that that was the thing to do. So I met with Patty to go over it and told her I didn't think my story could help anyone in our class. And she let me know that it wasn't meant to help others, but to help myself. And she was so right. When you actually sit down and think about your life and write it down, it makes you realize how much God has been there, even when you didn't acknowledge him at all. He's always been there for me, protecting me, pointing me in the right direction, watching out for me and my family. This summer, our church went through a crisis. I was confused and very concerned about what was happening. I had come to depend on this church. I needed desperately to continue to hear the word of God to make sure I was on the right path and apply the Bible truths to my daily life. God wasn't going to let me down or anyone else down. He used Pete as a perfect example of perseverance. I know Pete was deeply affected by what was happening, but God had given Pete a job to do. He was supposed to preach to us and help us to understand his word. And I do believe that God gave Pete the courage and the strength to keep his focus on his sheep, and Pete listened to him. And I, for one, am very thankful for that. Also, during the summer, I was asked to help work behind the scenes to get ready for next year's perspectives class. I loved the class, so I agreed to help, never thinking where that would take me. I went to a couple meetings and everything was going great until they started talking about promoting it. They wanted me to get up in front of you all and talk about it. No way. Panic immediately set in. So I talked to Kelly Wells, and she said she would do it for me, but hinted that maybe I should do it. So I went to another meeting and was told it didn't matter who did the talk as long as someone did it. So, being my stubborn self, I asked someone in our group if they could do it. I had two people lined up just in case, because I knew I couldn't do it. I got a little break from even thinking about perspectives in October. Patty and Artie sponsored Mike and me to go on an Emmaus walk. You're not supposed to talk a lot about that, what happens there, to people who haven't experienced it. But I can tell you that God wanted me there at that particular time with the people that I was with. It changed me, and I will never forget it. But you do have to come back. And it wasn't long before I felt like God told me, you're going to give that talk about perspectives. So I became a nervous wreck. I stopped by here one afternoon to talk to Shelley about some of the details about how you even get up in front of you guys. And when I walked into this building, I was physically sick at my stomach, concerning some issues that had nothing to do with perspectives. I walked into Shelley's office, and God walked right in there with me. I started pouring my heart out to her. I think we talked for almost 2 hours. She prayed with me. God used her to comfort and calm me. The first time that I ever actually felt like God was talking to me in that sweet, small voice of his was a couple of years ago. He let me know that since I'm such a stubborn person, he actually had to put a church in my backyard. At that time, I thought he meant the building itself. This year, I have learned it has nothing to do with the building, but it has everything to do with the people in it. We are all put together according to his plan, to bring him glory. He uses all of us in different ways, encouraging, helping, teaching, preaching, listening in times of trouble, and in some hard cases like me, giving a gentle shove in the right direction. I did end up doing that mission moment. I have mentioned specific people today as examples, but there are many more here that has played a part in my life this year. So I would like to end up by saying, the next time someone in our church approaches you with that determined look on their face, stop and listen. It's almost a certainty that God sent them. It might change your life. I know that it did mine. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, church. I'm Atticus Baumgartle, and I wanted to tell you a story about how I saw God this year. This summer, me and a few other kids in junior high from this church, sitting up here, most of them are, we went to a church camp called Camp Scenic Hills. And while we were there, it had been raining like this the whole entire week. But one of the days, it was actually clear. And so they split us up into groups of two. I was with Olivia Campbell, and they gave you a 2x4, and they put a bucket on it. You would walk around this camp, and these people would tell you, like, their burdens. They'd be like, I had a struggle with anger, and then they would take a scoop of sand and put it in your bucket. It was called a burden walk. You had that burden that you'd carry around the whole entire camp, and they would just tell you their burdens. One of the places, they were like, well, I was encouraged, and they would take a scoop of sand out of your bucket, and then the next station after that, they were like, well, I was discouraged, and they would put two more scoops in, and you're like, oh, thanks. That did nothing. But at the end of the whole entire walk, you had a choice. One guy came up to you with James, and he was like, look, the verse, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you go through many trials, because you'll persevere through them. And we're like, okay, so we should hold on to this bucket. And another guy came up to you, and he was like, hey, give that burden to Jesus, you know? At this point, we'd been walking around, we were sweaty, and it was really heavy. So we're like, me and Olivia were like, should we drop it, or should we hold on to this burden? We didn't know, and I would like to say that we would immediately were like, hey, let's just drop it and give it to Jesus. That's a smart thing to do. But instead, we were like, let's think about this for a second. Should we hold on to this burden? And at the end of the time, we were like, okay, let's just drop it. So we dropped the sand, and we walked over to the chapel, and they had worship there. At the end of the time, there were three groups up there still, holding onto their bucket. Some of them had been up there for about an hour, holding onto this bucket of sand. They had this burden that they were holding onto, didn't know what to do about it. And it was really just eye-opening, like, this is how the world is today. Like, we don't know what to do with our burdens or our sin, and so we hold on to it. And so we had this worship, and the person playing the devil who had the verse, he was deceiving you and saying, you know, like, this is the, you know, you should hold on to this. This is the right thing to do. You see, there's even a scripture behind it. And then the guy playing Jesus was like, no, drop that sin, give it to me, and let me have it. And it got really intense. The guy playing the devil and Jesus were actually shoving each other and getting physical, like, this is my child. Like, let me have him, because I'm gonna let them drop this burden onto me. And so we had worship. And then after that, they talked about it, and they were like, drop that burden. At the end of worship, everybody had dropped that burden. Every time somebody dropped that burden, the whole entire crowd would stand up and cheer and, you know, clap, like, applaud for them and be like, good job, you're doing the right thing. And so after that, everybody was in tears. The guy came up and talked about it, had a good message about it. We did worship again, and some kids would fall on their knees and be like, it just showed you how awesome our God is. So how I saw God this year was in a bunch of kids, like 100-plus kids in a camp, all crying out to God and praising God and letting go of their burdens. So, yeah.
Didn't write anything down. I should have, because now I'm afraid I'm going to ramble. But I'm going to have to go back a little bit. It wasn't just this year when it started. It really started the end of last year. Our family had some struggles, and you know, being a parent's not easy. And I'm finding it out more and more. But it's so rewarding. And I'm very grateful for my husband, who was my rock this year. And he really led us in the way that we should go this year. And I'm very grateful for his strength. And taking the reins when I was ready to just quit. And he helped me. And knowing that he was doing it with me, it's like, okay, we've got this, you know, me and my husband and God, we've got this. And so I've seen God work in my family. I've seen my husband be strengthened. And you know, it really is through the burdens and perseverance, like Atticus was saying, that we do find strength. And when we carry that burden for a little while, we realize how much God can help us through it. And it gives us the strength that we need to go on and the courage we need to face future trials. And but most of you probably know that my husband and I decided to pull our kids out and homeschool them. And I was very afraid to do that. But I'm grateful for this church has so many supportive people in it that's helped us along, and it's been a real blessing. And I know that's from God, that God has just been in it, and we've had a wonderful time. I've had a wonderful time. I don't know about Dylan and Evan, but I think they're having fun. We are getting to be closer as a family. I'm seeing my two sons become better friends. And I know that's all the Lord. I'm not giving homeschooling the credit for that. I'm giving God the credit. And I'm just very grateful. And the devil tried to steal my testimony from me this week and discourage me to where I wouldn't give it. But I couldn't let him do that because I have seen God work this entire year, and I couldn't let one little thing discourage me from giving him praise for that. So,
hi, my name's Katie Keebler, and how have I seen God in 2015? I've seen him through music, through art, and through all of you guys. God has given me such a passion for this world. He's made me love in ways I've never seen before, and I got baptized on October 25th. And he's shown me that all around this world, there are people like you guys, there are good people, and to go on missions and spread his word. God's truly amazing, and he's given me this gift of life, and he's given me great friends and words to live by.
Okay. Hey, I'm Samantha Pollard, and how have I seen God in 2015? Well, I went in the hospital 3 times last year, well, this year, and I saw God by not, like, by helping me through that because it was really hard. And he gave me strength to keep on pushing even though I didn't have anything left in me. And November 8th, I got baptized with my two best friends, and I just saw that God was, like, pulling me in the right direction. And after I got baptized at school, I had, like, really bad struggles and stuff. So my mom decided to pull me out and so I could grow my faith and stuff. So now I'm homeschooled, and I'm thankful for that. And I guess that's it, because I don't know what else to say.
My name's Artie. Everybody knows Artie, right? I just like to get up here and say thanks to the Lord for this year. It was rough. Most of y'all know I was an alcoholic. I was a drug. I used a lot of drugs. And I'm still an alcoholic. You know, I don't want to be around any of it. And I just thank him for keeping me away from that kind of stuff. But this year, well, I guess it was a year before, but whatever. I messed up, and my business started failing, and so I thought, well, what's it matter, you know? And so I fell, and ended up losing all my life savings, all my retirement last year. I lost about $89,000, and, you know, it all sounds bad, but, you know, at the end of the day, I can smile about it because God has allowed me to not fully recover any money, of course. We ain't gonna go there, but my house is paid. You know, my house payments are paid. My bills are paid. I got food in the fridge, and Fat Boy is not suffering. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to thank God for that. You know, he provides, even though we're going to fail God time after time, it seems like. I mean, I'm the most messed up person there is when it comes to failing God. I mean, but at the end of the day, he picks me up, man. He's there for me. You know, my heart is after God. I want to, you know, do God's will, but the arty side of me is, I always used to say back when I was younger, my name was Party, but now I'm minus the P. I'm just arty. But, I mean, he's really held us strong, man. And during all this time, me and Patty was really suffering. My whole family was suffering from the dumb decisions that I've made. And we went through some marriage counseling, and I feel like that, you know, me and Patty needed that. You know, we just needed that time together just to see, well, I needed it just to see where I screwed up. But I'm sure Patty screwed up too. Patty is not a saint, y'all, okay? but, yes, she did. But God this year, man, I just seen him just help us out quite a bit. I mean, I've took a job where I was making way less money, and I can just see that I don't want for anything, man. I mean, yeah, there's things that I want, but those are not things that I need. We was just talking about this the other night, last night, I guess, with Jonathan Jung. He just got married, and he wants all these things. Well, I don't know if it's just because I'm 40 and bald, but I don't need all these things. You know what I mean? Just as long as my bills are paid and my family's happy, I'm happy. You know what I mean? And I just thank God that he's still using me and that he's going to use me still. And some things happened this week to where I'm going to be able to share God's word to people. And I'm nervous about it, but I just know that this is an opportunity for me to give back to God, you know? He don't have to help me, but he does every day. That's all I got, man.
Hi, church family. My name's Nick McCart, and I've seen God in many ways this year. Last year, wasn't even cared to be involved with church or God or any of that nature. Now this is a place I would call home. I've learned how to talk to my neighbor. I've learned how to share things. I've learned how to be grateful. I've seen God work in mysterious ways through other people in here. Even just their joy, peace, and happiness kind of sharing with me and just being involved with it has gone a long way. I have buried 22 people I know this year that are younger than me from the life I lived just a year before. And it's been hard, but it's been great. I've learned a lot of lessons. I've grown significantly in my faith. I've learned how to talk to non-believers. I've been through some struggles myself. I have torn and broke my hip and wasn't even walking at the beginning of this year last year. And I'm grateful. I really am grateful. And I just wanted to express my gratitude to all the men in here or people that have shared or talked with me. I appreciate everything that you all have done for me. It means a lot. That's all I got. Thanks.
Morning. Pastor said I could come up here. I'm a sinner and I'm saved by grace. And this year I've come to really, really know what God's will is in my life. I think I've been resisting him for a long time and I'm not proud of that. And I've allowed Satan many, many times to tell me I'm a loser and tell me I'm worthless. And I believed it. And I'm sorry for that. But even through all of that, I still know that God loves me. He's forgiven me. And he's got great things in store for me, and I believe that with all my heart. And I believe that it has to do with this church. I think that one of the things that I notice is, as a Christian and as in the body, I believe that every single one of us have needs. Silently, that we may never tell anyone. We'll pray to God and let it be. But I think that we minister to each other's needs. And I would love to get to know every single one of you. Extremely nervous being up here. But when God tells you to do something, you better do it. And there are things that God is telling me that he wants me to go forward to be active in this church. And I didn't want to do it. And he's been telling me, I want you to do it. And many, many times I keep telling him, I don't want to do it. Well, you know, I think when your heart's beating 800 miles an hour, there's something going on. And I'm tired of, as a Christian, I'm tired of letting Satan get that little edge in there. I can't wait for the day when his butt gets kicked and he gets sent and splits hell wide open. And I just am so thankful for what Jesus did for me. And I'd like to believe that as there are a few of you here that know who I am. You know I'm different, odd. But I know I'm sincere. And I think that I've got a lot to offer this church. But on the same token, I believe that each and every one of us has something to offer that maybe we don't think that. We don't think enough of ourselves to think that maybe if I get to know that one person who's on this side in the church, who knows, maybe God has a reason for you two to get together. Maybe there's something that you'll do to strengthen that person. I believe that with all my heart. So I guess you're going to probably, Lord willing, you'll see more and more of me. And just pray for me. I love this church. And I love Jesus Christ. Thank you.
I'm Patty Pollard. So I wanted to wrap up after these two shared, because a lot of how I've seen God work this year has to do with them. So I'm glad they shared first. But this time last year, I pretty much hated life, hated everything about it, because I was so focused on how discontent I was in my marriage and how everything was wrong in that. And I let it rob my joy of everything else in my life. But I can stand this today and say that God's done a work, and a lot has changed in me. Not so much with anything going on in my marriage. But a lot has changed in me where my perspective is different. And I'm grateful for that. In May, Jonathan moved out, and I saw God work through that as far as we didn't fall apart and become a mess, with our firstborn leaving. So, and God's protected him on his own. Because I'm just, as a mom, it's like, have I taught him everything he needs to know to move out? You know, is he going to be safe? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? But I've seen that God has been with him through that. in May also, at the end of that month, Samantha had her first hospital stay, and with two more to follow. And I got to see God through that, as far as just every test, everything that, you know, they thought may have been wrong with her came back that we don't know, everything's fine, you know. And a friend of ours that's a pharmacist said, I really think you need to have a talk with her, that there's something that has really stressed her out, or something that she's internalizing that is causing these flare-ups and in her health. And I got to see how God doesn't want us to have sin in our life, because she was struggling with something that she had done, that he wants to bring that out, and that he wants us to deal with it. And so I got to see that he cares about us that much, not that he made her sick, but that we grew through that. And then I got to see her faith grow, because she got to experience that God cared about her and wanted to deal with things in her life. As Terry mentioned, we had some troubles in the church, and that, you know, it was really disheartening when family members of your church family leave and ugly things are going on. And but I can be grateful that Artie didn't quit, because he was ready to quit church. He was ready to be done with it all. And it wouldn't have been a good thing for our family or for him. And I'm glad that God worked in that to help him to push forward. And that we are healing. It's taken a long time, but that we're healing. Christy, when she decided to, I know I've got a lot of things, but God's been busy this year. But when she decided to homeschool her boys, I knew it was going to change my life, and I was not too thrilled with it. And but through that, I have seen that God wants me to rely on Him. I relied on her too much. Our Monday prayer time, our Monday sharing, or even just the freedom through the week of getting to share and say, guess what happened? That was taken from me. She had to homeschool two boys, and there wasn't time for me to call her and say, let me tell you what's happened, or let me gripe about my poor, pitiful life today. That I had to just really give it to God, talk to Him a lot more. And so even just, that wasn't my life, that was her life, even though our lives are so entwined, that God used that to speak to me. Samantha, through her sickness and her faith growing, and she's rolling her eyes at me, can't help it. That's been a blessing, to see your children grow in their faith and commit to learn of Him and how to imply, you know, put into practice the things that they learn from God. That's been a real blessing. And then Jonathan got married in October, and that was great. And of course, we made it through that. God give us strength to not fall apart, you know, as he's got married and now has a wife, and just, you know, it's been a blessing. And then of course, Samantha with her homeschooling. I didn't want to do that at all. I never wanted to be a homeschool mom. Thought it was great for everybody else. But it's been a real blessing. I've enjoyed the time that I've got to be with her. And just, you know, nurturing her new faith and just encouraging her in that. And getting that special time that we have together. And it's hard and it's different. But I guess because Jonathan moved out and got married this year, I know I don't have much time left with her before she leaves me too. And so I want to enjoy every time that I have with her. And then we got to this class that my small group wanted to go through, the Way of the Master. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be great. We actually have our first fishing trip today, and I'm very nervous about it. But growing up legalistic, I saw things in the Bible as black and white. And kind of got lazy in that, because I got tired of being called, you know, the Holy One, or you're so high and mighty. But this class reminded me that it is important. And there are things that are just black and white. It's heaven and hell issues. And to be bold in my faith and not worry about if I am labeled the Holy One or high and mighty or perfect or, you know, whatever. And it's just that I'm trying to live God's word. And that, you know, that class really, I don't really know how I'm going to implement all that I've learned in that study, but just knowing that this is real. And I need to not be ashamed of my faith has really encouraged me in that. And last thing is I have been so blessed with a part-time job with wonderful people doing what I love. And I'm really excited to see what happens in 2016 with that and how it can be a blessing to this church and to everybody that's in it. So God has been busy in the life of the Pollards. And I'm really grateful. I hope 2016 is a little bit more calm. But as long as I can see God doing his work, I know that we'll be ready for whatever comes.
I'm Letha Sonner, and I sat in that seat forever, not wanting to come up here. But some of you know us from before. We were here. This is where we found God back in 2007. And God called us out. Pete knows about that. You know, he called us out, and we found out why. We didn't understand why he was calling us out, but we needed supporters for this outreach that we do. And then there came a point when God said it's time to go home, and I'm gonna probably cry. This is home. And what I noticed this year with God is that as we were out at different churches doing different things to try to get supporters for our outreach meals, our children were starting to drift away because they weren't really feeling home anywhere, and they weren't going into the youth groups. They weren't doing what they used to do here. And I am very thankful for two people in particular in this church. Elliot Connick, because he helped my son Austin love youth again and want to come back and want to be part of it. And Amanda Wells, because without her, she's gonna cry right now. Kinsey would not be in the youth if it was not for Amanda. I mean, in little things like Amanda sending her a card telling her that she loved her. So, this church, I'm very thankful and I have seen God in it. And it was almost an immediate thing when we returned. It was like coming back home. I don't regret us going out because we needed that to get, like, we have like 12 different churches that help us with our ministry. But I am thankful that we're back home. I just wanted to say that.
Oh gosh, there's a lot of people up here. But I'll continue with what my mom said. When we left here, I resented God for a little bit for taking me away from my friends. I grew up with these kids. I mean, I felt really upset. And I never did connect with anybody in other churches because they'd all been friends since they were little. And I never felt really welcome. And then I felt like God couldn't hear me, and then I realized it wasn't that he couldn't hear me. I walked away. And when we came back, like she said, it felt like home. It felt like the prodigal son coming home back to his family. And everybody here just welcomed us with open arms. And Amanda, like Mom said, she brought me in, and she showed me that the youth group here was so welcoming and loving. And I'm going to TCTC in January, and I'm really hoping to form better relationships with everybody here through that to keep me accountable, because if you don't have somebody there to tell you, hey, you're not doing the right thing here, get back on the right track, you're gonna fall away. And I just hope that God in this coming year will help me form great relationships with people and help keep me plugged in.